Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, and we are live from the 76th Venice International Film. This was a throwback. Our old fans know what I'm talking about when I say Fred Film Radio, live.
Oh,
live,
L to the E, live.
Yes.
Live.
Yeah. From the 76th Venice International Film Festival, I'm Matt Micucci.
And I'm Matt Micucci. Who's the real Matt Micucci? You don't know. I am Nicola Comotti. Hi, everybody.
Yes, I'm Nicola Comotti. I'm Matt Micucci.
And I'm Nicola Comotti. Another day in Venice.
Another day, another dollar.
Another dollar in Venice, yeah.
Maybe another dollar. For a few dollars more, we're in Venice.
Oh, well, yeah.
What have you got?
I don't have any. I think I got 50p.
We're already this show's energy is gone.
I'm full of energy, man.
Like, are you full of energy?
Yeah, talk about yourself.
Have we seen a lot of films today?
We did see a lot of films.
Are we tired?
Are we doing always
everything
the same question?
Every time we said we wouldn't say.
Yes, indeed we are. But films change, you know?
We said we wouldn't say this. We said we wouldn't say this, and we started the show by saying exactly what we said we wouldn't say.
I actually don't agree about this start, but, you know, moving on.
Moving on, let's talk about one of the main players in Venice. I'm talking about Roy Anderson. Do you like Roy Anderson, Nicola?
I love Roy Anderson. I think he's a needed figure in cinema.
I told him yesterday when I interviewed him that every time I'm sitting at a coffee or a cafe, as the futurists say, people gazing, I imagine that I'm a camera in a Roy Anderson film.
That's funny. I think about that when I'm at war.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Does that happen often?
Pretty much, like Roy Anderson, like, you know, the settings are cafes, random bureaucratic happenings, and war.
Like, yeah.
That's it.
That's true.
I mean, that's a trilogy. Can we call it a tetralogy right now? Because this film... No, we can't. Right.
We can't because this trilogy has gone on for four films now.
That's that.
Okay, so the film is called About Endlessness. And it really, if you watch it back to back with the previous film, which was titled The Pigeons Sat on a Branch Reflecting on Existence... And it won the Golden Lion in 2014.
It's already 5 years, man.
It's already 5 years, which is crazy. I remember it like it was yesterday, but that's because I've something
you
wrong
were in a coma for 5 years, yeah, that's why.
All right, yeah. About Endlessness actually is just a continuation of his reflections on existence. And really, when you talk about a narrative, about, you know, when it comes to a Roy Anderson film, you can't. What you can say is that the camera is very static and it's really just observing images of everyday life, especially concerned with, you know, a certain class of people, I would say very middle class people, older most of the time, and also juxtaposition of the present with the past,
exactly.
Juxtapositions of emotions, a fearless use of sense of humor, which actually enriches the reflections of
he's a master at that,
of existence, and it's all done so naturally that, you know, it's every the next shot is unexpected. You don't know where you're going to be, and it's just an exciting collage of films. I the more I think about it, the more I love it. I just thought, you know, I figured at first that it was so similar to the previous film that maybe it wasn't that good. But as I think about it more, I'm like, actually...
just grows on you.
He's found his style. I wish I could find my style, you know?
That is true. And it's really interesting that you said the word naturally, because he's... probably the director that, like, nature and cinema, well, anyway, vérité and cinema, they don't go together. But it gives you that sense of complete and utter ease in what they do. And we always reflect ourselves into his films, although actors are actually a bunch of models, mannequins almost, you know, like treated as mannequins, almost deprived by life itself. And still, we do see that pattern in our own lives, so it's a beautiful reflection all the time. Yeah,
it's a reflection. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, you're kind of afraid that you end up like some of those people, but maybe it's inevitable. I don't know. What I can tell you is that I actually got to interview Roy Anderson, and it's one of the interviews that are available on Fred.fm. So check that out.
Look it
just
up.
A little
plug.
We'll be plugging the interviews shamelessly for the rest of this. For the rest
get
of this
those
thing.
Interviews. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Get those interviews. Get the app.
Oh, yeah, we do have an app, yeah,
have
on
an
the
app.
Phone.
We never
and I have
that
a
have
phone
app.
As well.
You have a phone?
I do.
Is it a third? Is it an iPhone?
No,
good,
it's
they don't
a Dolomia phone. But anyway, like, you can download the app and listen to every single interview for, like, years to come, really, because we're making so many interviews. We're having so many guests. And
we're watching so many films. We're so tired.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. No, right. I object. So my rocking chair.
Okay, yeah. Nicola, can you just say a few words about this film now? Guest of honor, but I'm going to time you. So
right, in mentally. 7 seconds.
Right.
It's a film. It's by Atome Goyan, pretty famous, right?
Yeah.
You may remember. Do you remember?
You may remember from such films as Exotica and...
And this is about some sort of cleaning agency hoax, and he unravels in a very bad way. And that's it. Go and watch it.
Go and watch it. But first of all, this is one of the polarizing films in Venice this year.
That's true.
A lot of people don't like it.
Do you think? I mean, there's been a couple of films like that. Do you remember another one that you would say that it's been a kind of controversial?
Yeah. Well, Pasolini from... you're talking about previous years, right? Pasolini, by Abel Ferrara.
Pasolini, you probably were the only one that really liked it.
No, I liked it.
That's what you said.
No, the Italian press didn't like it.
I didn't
Everyone
like
else.
It.
You're the Italian press.
No, I'm not Italian press.
We are international press, yeah. I'm going to get whiffed for saying that we're Italian press. We are international press.
Exactly.
We
have 25 languages, so if we're not international, I don't know who is. Maybe the EU. Yes, that's correct. Right, so moving on. What did I watch? Did you know what I watched?
Can I tell you about a movie that I watched?
Huh? Do you have any interest in what I do? Why don't you look at me?
You had your chance. So Adam McGowan. Can I tell you about a movie that I watched?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
So Atlantis by Valentin Vasianovich.
Oh.
Vasianovich. It's you know, pronunciation.
Where's he from? Ukraine?
Ukraine. Okay, yeah. So this is a serious film. It's by the same director who directed The Tribe a few years ago, which was a festival favorite.
Yeah.
I guess... You know, maybe around 2014 or so. That was another. Either way, I should have looked that year up. But the important thing is that this film is a film that really deals with the trauma of the Russia and Ukraine conflict.
Wow! Okay.
And it does that through the story of a man who was involved in the conflict and in a particularly brutal mission called Black Tulip.
Mm.
So it's fascinating because it's like, you know, the style that he uses is almost like, when I think about it now, like Roy Anderson, in the sense that it is sort of static camera shots, long shots too. It's never really in close up. And the reason why he uses that style, and again, I interviewed him on one of the interviews right here in this setting, is that he said that he does that because he has a background in documentary, and as a documentary filmmaker, his favorite moments while he was making movies was when he would film something for lengthy periods of time and then something would happen, and that was really special, that he was like, yes, I finally captured something special about reality. And he tries to use that same style, that same approach in his fiction filmmaking, and he does that very well here. So that's the style of the movie, and it makes it all the more, I guess, enriching, and you really feel the protagonist's plight, but also a little bit of the optimism that he experiences later, and I'm not going to say why, but it's a pretty interesting film, you know?
Would you suggest it, like, to go and watch? If somebody has to choose between two films, would it be
in there? Depends what the other film
Five
is.
Five films.
Well, it depends what the other four films are.
10 films.
You're not getting this.
Oh my gosh. How many films are in Venice?
No.
250? Would it be there?
Well, would it be the first film that I suggest?
No, just one of them.
Nah, it would.
Good. Yeah. Be diplomatic. Say yes anyway.
Well, now I feel responsible for a lot of people watching this movie, and then I'm going to get angry mails.
That's the only power that we yield. You know,
I'm going to get angry mails.
Opinion.
By the way, if you disagree with anything we say, please comment in the section below.
Yes, which is there, probably beneath the phone. Like, there.
Oh, actually, if you're watching a full screen, it's there.
I'm confused. Anyway, I did watch some films as well. May I?
No, you didn't.
May I?
You did not.
I did. I actually went
Are
to see a
tired?
War movie. I was saying that everything is related to war in my life. And one of them is actually Mosul.
Well, I'm going
to
get back to that at some point. You know, everything
yeah, maybe,
is related
like, maybe
to
off
war.
The record. Off the record.
Off the record.
Mosul is by Matthew Michael Carnahan. And that's actually an incredible feat that he shot. We talk about, of course, in the Iraqi city that has been riddled all throughout the war. And now with the ISIS, of course, being kind of like pushed over and to the to its last legs.
Mm.
And we witnessed the story that is actually based on true events of a police SWAT team that all throughout the war was just going at it against ISIS, and he's like this sort of like almost a legendary, a legendary team that he went out. And the very interesting thing was like that they made the whole story both within pretty much like a bunch of like 4 to 5 hours or so, and we are in the field like going at the core base of ISIS on that, you know, in the film of course it's called Daesh. I didn't say it. It's not an American film. It's very, it's actually a very wonderful fresh breath of air because it's everything is set with the specific Iraqi dialect as well. Of course, it's Arabic, and the whole team is just this bunch of like almost renegades that really want to create. You know, they want to maintain their own humanity by saving not only the pride and you know any patriotic sentiment that they have, but it's also like just down to their own families.
Right.
Some of their families are still trapped and in a, you know, besieged by ISIS, and they want to go there. And it's like this just tour de force on the edge of your seat. Fantastically shot. The DOP is Mauro Fiore, which won the Academy Award for Avatar. So we're talking about like some real, real war movie. And yeah, that was an intense watch,
great.
But really worth watching. Yeah.
Would you recommend it?
If somebody likes war films, really like sort of Catherine Bigelow style, that's up there. Yeah.
Right. So if you were to pick one film from the festival that you would recommend, it would be that one?
No.
But I didn't know that Matthew McConaughey did movies, directed movies now.
I didn't know. No, when?
Didn't he direct this movie?
No, Matthew Michael Carnahan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I told you that and you never listened.
I'm sorry.
You never listened to me. I don't know if anybody listens to me either.
Let me just quench my thirst.
Oh. Mmm. That looks gorgeous. You're drinking too much, man. Save it for later. Oh, my gosh. All right. Moving on. While somebody is, like, really thirsty... I think.
Time.
Did you finish it? Oh my gosh! This is like. Can we record? Can I have the clip?
Too nice.
That is insane. I'm speechless.
No,
we're live.
We're live.
We're live
that?
And we're thirsty, apparently.
So, anyways, I wanted to talk. Okay, so talk about that Buñuel film you watched while I.
Oh yeah, while you probably burp like.
No, I'm totally fine.
Yes, I did manage to watch the restored version of Ensayo de un Crimen, the beautiful Mexican period film by Luis Buñuel. That was such a beautiful film to watch again on the big screen as well. You know, pretty much all my Buñuel is one of my favorite directors
by far.
And I think I never watched any of his film on a big screen. I really think I didn't. And
get
so,
out.
I'm sorry. I don't have enough money sometimes, you know, and then whatever. Anyway.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I told you to get out.
It's all right, the way. It's okay. If I may continue. It's a wonderful restoration. The story is fantastic. It's like the quintessential Buñuelian humor. Long story short, it's like this Archibald Cruz, well-to-do family. This boy has a sort of fascination with crime and to be precise, to kill another woman, but he never manages to do so.
Never.
And so he's constantly this sort of like run, his Don Quixote-esque run towards this this achievement that maybe will never happen, but it's just like Buñuel at its finest in his Mexican period.
Yes. So we need to cut. We need to cut right now.
The police is here.
Did I shock people by drinking that water so
I'm
much
shocked.
That
I'm
we,
shocked.
We're being cut? We're being shut down. Okay. We also watched Collective. It was a Romanian documentary by Alexander Nanau. It was a very interesting film about that tackles the issues with the health system in Romania, but also exposes multiple facets of the wonderful world of investigative journalism. Of course, I'm saying wonderful world, but it can be a challenging world as well. You know what? It's great that we need to cut because I now have to go. Never mind. thank you guys for joining us. It's a great pleasure. I think we're moving on to another live event,
which is
one of the great Fred roundtables. And meanwhile, thank you very much for joining us. I'm Matt Micucci.
I'm Nicola Comonti.
And this is Fred Film Radio,
the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.